Blackstone's $5.6 billion energy transition bet, the crossroads of healthcare, industrials, and infrastructure. Blackstone Incorporated has closed its latest energy transition fund, Blackstone Energy Transition Partners IV, at $5.6 billion, marking a significant expansion of its capital deployment in the sector. This vehicle, roughly one-third larger than its predecessor, underscores the firm's growing conviction that the transition to cleaner energy will remain an investable megatrend despite shifting geopolitical and macroeconomic forces. The fund has already begun deploying capital, with investments in Tristar, a provider of electrical power solutions, and Cetiver, a manufacturer of toughened glass insulators essential for grid modernization. These deals align with Blackstone's strategy of targeting mission-critical infrastructure that supports electrification, grid resiliency, and industrial decarbonization, a theme that Plaquemines Holdings has previously emphasized as a key driver of long-term economic transformation. Navigating political and market crosscurrents. Blackstone's expansion in energy transition comes at a time of heightened geopolitical uncertainty. While global commitments to net-zero policies remain a driving force, the industry faces conflicting macro trends, from the return of energy security concerns following Russia's invasion of Ukraine to the potential shift in U.S. policy under a second Trump administration. With oil and gas supply chains once again in focus, some investors have questioned whether capital allocation toward renewables and electrification will maintain its momentum. However, Blackstone's bet suggests confidence that long-term structural demand for clean energy and infrastructure upgrades will persist, driven by both regulatory mandates and industrial cost efficiencies. The energy healthcare industrials nexus. The overlap between energy transition, industrials, and healthcare is becoming more pronounced. Plaquemines has noted that critical industries such as biomanufacturing, pharmaceuticals, and advanced materials production are highly dependent on stable, cost-effective energy sources. As the world transitions from legacy fuels to renewables, the volatility of power markets introduces both risk and opportunity for these industries. Healthcare, energy-intensive sectors like pharmaceutical manufacturing and bioprocessing require uninterrupted power and scalable infrastructure. Investments in energy efficiency, decentralized power solutions, and sustainable industrial practices will be necessary to meet both regulatory and economic demands. Industrials, from smart factories to electrified logistics, industrials are on the front lines of energy transition. Manufacturing operations require not just cleaner energy but also grid stability, backup power solutions, and next-generation materials, many of which are directly impacted by Blackstone's new investment thesis. Private capital's expanding role. The scale of investment required for a net-zero future remains staggering. Jürgen Pinker, Senior Managing Director at Blackstone, has estimated that achieving net-zero by 2050 will necessitate an annual investment of approximately $4.5 trillion, a financing gap that increasingly calls for private capital participation. Blackstone's latest fund reflects this opportunity, positioning the firm as a key financier in areas where public funding and traditional utilities may fall short. Under the leadership of David Foley, Blackstone's global energy transition strategy is likely to continue targeting hard-to-abate sectors, infrastructure plays, and industrial decarbonization technologies that are both scalable and defensible in a fluctuating policy environment. A strategic, not ideological, bet. Rather than taking a purely ideological stance on the energy transition, Blackstone's approach has been opportunistic and risk-adjusted, seeking out assets where capital scarcity, regulatory tailwinds, and technological advancements intersect. While ESG-driven mandates have propelled interest in green investments, the firm's thesis is fundamentally returns-driven, recognizing that the energy transition is not a linear process but one that will involve hybrid strategies, including gas-to-renewables transitions, grid stabilization investments, and industrial efficiency improvements. Plaquemines' view aligns with this pragmatic approach, emphasizing that energy transition strategies must be integrated across industries rather than treated as standalone ESG initiatives. The interplay between energy, manufacturing, and healthcare infrastructure will define the next decade of capital deployment, and firms that understand these interconnected forces will be best positioned to extract long-term value. Conclusion. As public markets wrestle with volatility and clean tech valuations, private equity's patient capital and asset-heavy investment strategy may offer a more durable approach. With $5.6 billion now at its disposal, Blackstone is signaling confidence that energy transition opportunities, whether in transmission, electrification, or industrial decarbonization, will continue to offer compelling returns, regardless of near-term political shifts.